Well, when you're looking for sunshine, there's no sunshine quite like Annie Dugan on the line, our host for Where's Art. Annie Dugan joins us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It is good it's nice out because we have, as always, a super duper packed week of sunshine and art this week. Starting Wednesday, there's three events on Wednesday that are going to be fabulous. The first is the Prose Gallery, which has done an amazing job of bringing a contemporary voice to arts in Duluth, is having a meet and greet, a meet raffle at their space on Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. They just opened a show called Shady Rest that was curated by Betsy Hunt and Zach Mosier. That's really exciting. And so this is sort of you get a double whammy when you get to this one because you can enjoy a fun Midwestern tradition of the meat raffle. They have meatless things as well. They let us know. But the meat raffle and a chance to see Shady Rest.
So are you going to show up, Annie, are you going to show up like Lady Gaga wearing a dress made out of steaks?
I have a bag of vegetables in my car right now that I'm bringing to donate. So I think, you know, coming from the food farm, I think maybe a bag, or I should wear a vegetable dress to the meat raffle.
I think
it'd be very avant-garde.
I think that it'd be something, that's for sure.
Right. I don't know how warm it'd be, but. And then Wednesday during the day, the Joseph Nice Gallery is opening and having a ribbon cutting at 3:30. They are a new gallery space. It's very much a traditional white box gallery space, which is an important addition to the Duluth art scene. They have three shows it's a group show that's opening called Three States. And it celebrates artists using motion, technology, and installation. So it's the local artist is Kathy McTavish, Matthew Kubler from Iowa, and James Woodfill from Missouri. And the three of them are all interested in how you create space, how you relate it to the digital world. I love Matthew Kubler talks about painting with projection. So it's going to be neat to see their exhibition space, as well as they're doing a piece from all of the different artists that they represent. So it's a group show of three artists and then a group show of the artists that they are currently representing. So that's Wednesday at 3:30. I guess I'm sort of working back in time. Wednesday at noon, you can sort of make a whole day of art on Wednesday. And at noon, the Duluth Art Institute is doing an event in the City Hall Chambers, celebrating the rehanging of the mayoral portraits. They were down for a while to redo the walls, and they've been rehung. So Wednesday at noon, I'll talk about the art history of portraiture, and Dan Hartman from the Glen Sheen is going to talk about the particular history of the mayoral portraits that were chosen to be rehung. And then Thursday, this has been an opening that I've been anticipating all summer, all fall. It's the opening of Kathy McTavish's exhibition Chance at the Tweed Museum of Art from 7 to 8 p.m. And she has been creating this installation all fall. Kathy McTavish does. She is a programmer, installation artist, a musician, and ultimately she's a thinker in our community. And the way that she thinks about art and the visual arts, about cultural creation, is really special. And so she's done. She's programmed. Computer programs and has computer terminals that are, it's almost like she's created a technology to talk back to us in some ways. So all of the generation, the images that they're generating, yes, they're by chance, but they're in response to the other programs that are going on. So it's almost like there's a conversation in the space among all of these different, there's maybe 30 different monitors. But so it's fascinating to sort of see that what art is. Is it a language? What is artificial intelligence? How do we interact with this different world? It's created, it's in the Saks Gallery at the Tweed. And it's a whole, she's also used painting on the walls. So it's a whole immersive experience. And I'm really excited to see the final touches and the final opening on Thursday from 7 to 8. There's also a few other things going on. Like I said, it's a packed week. Friday, Going Postal is having their opening at 6 p.m. This is a place in Superior. Andrew Perfetti, once or twice or a few times a year, does a big exhibition in his postal shop. And it's very much the spirit of a community art exhibition. There's professional artists, artists who have just started. He spreads the walls of the post shop with art. So it's sort of the, I would say, one of the biggest parties of the year in Superior is the Going Postal Show at Andrew Perfetti's Postal Shop. And then Saturday, the grand opening, there's a lot of things that we've been waiting a long time for, and the grand opening of Duluth Pottery in Lincoln Park is one of them, 5 p.m. Saturday. Karen Kramer is having the opening of her studio and shop. She's been working really hard on. Karen is an amazing potter in our community and does really fun, colorful Myolica dishware, and is going to be throwing open her doors on Saturday for everyone to come and see her new, brand new space. And then it's a celebration of Baroque this weekend, and Jennifer Webb, when she was doing the PR for this at UMD, had a fun pun that you would like. If it's not Baroque, don't fix it. So come on out on Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m., 1 to 2 p.m. at the Tweed. The Jennifer Webb students will be talking about the Baroque paintings in the Tweed's collection. That's part of her Rococo and Baroque art history class. There's also quite a few concerts around the Baroque period of music around the Baroque period this weekend as well, in celebration of that time period in our cultural history. So if you can keep all that straight, you're in good shape. So we'll see you out and about, Lisa.
That's what the web post is for. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, every Monday at 8:20 right here on KUMD.